Hold on.
If we have the Chapter 13, we can do a Chapter 13 panel on the same day.
Yes.
And that way we can do the CLE following the panel where I'll already be in Corpus, yes. He'll be in McAllen.
Okay.
Or I'll go to McAllen, no problem, you know, the day after my Corpus hearings. But do you prefer that we split that South Texas into two or do it only in McAllen?
I think only in McAllen is sufficient.
Then I'll go to McAllen.
I have a preference that we all be in one place. And if we need to go to two different locations,
I'll try to make sure we don't have any hard microphones to pass around.
All right. So we'll get, look for an email and we'll get that out. There was a request yesterday to have Judge Isger give his calculator CLE again. Everybody agree that's a good idea?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So, Christina, this is easy. I'm just giving you homework. Can I ask you to start working with that? Let me also ask, in your offices, who's the person that does that? Is it the paralegal? Is it the lawyer? Would it be better to have one for lawyers and one for paralegals so that they will ask their questions? What makes sense? Christina? So does that, sorry, go ahead.
In our office, it's paralegals and then the lawyer will review what the paralegal has prepared.
So who's actually running the calculator?
The paralegal.
And who makes the decision whether it's right or wrong?
The lawyer.
So do we need two different sessions or one?
I think my paralegals will ask questions, but I know that some are not comfortable asking questions.
Yeah, I want to do this for you guys. You tell me, do we need to have a separate session for lawyers and non-lawyers or all in one? Isger needs things to do.
I think the lawyers would learn from the questions that the paralegals ask.
Okay. Marvin, you have thoughts about that?
My thoughts are, why don't we just do the first 15 or 30 minutes where only paralegals can...
Why don't we do one where, for the first whatever it is, you pick it 15 or 30 minutes, only paralegals can ask questions. And then we'll open it to where others can, if that'll make paralegals feel better.
Yeah.
But why don't you design a program that y'all think works for the HBA? Or whatever group.
People have asked if we can record it. Are we comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And this is the escrow calculator.
Yeah. Where did I call it?
Calculator.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right. Anyone else have anything they want to raise? I'll keep going on my list if you don't. My next topic, as you know, savings plan is really important to me. I don't understand why we don't continue to have increasing numbers. I would love nothing more than to see $10 or $15 million in the system. I think the last time we looked, it was about three. Is there anything that we can do to encourage your clients to participate in that? There's just not a good reason not to, that I've ever seen or heard.
As my initial consultation, I kind of make it sound like that's just what we do. And I don't, like, if later it looks like it's a really tight, like, ultra-tight budget, that it wouldn't be feasible, then I'll say, well, you don't have to. But I start out the conversation saying that's just what we do, and isn't it wonderful, and talk about how good it is. And people have been going along with it, and I've had success with most of my clients do it, the 13s.
Got it. And so what you're... Are you suggesting that what we need to do is to do a program or a series of programs where we make the lawyers more comfortable in recommending it? What is it that we can do to help you?
For me, because I'm still a new lawyer, the first time I heard about it, y'all were encouraged, like, I'm coming in being a new lawyer and you're talking about it. So I'm like, that's what the Southern District does. I do it. And so I didn't know to do it another way. It's how I started out. And I have seen the wisdom in it with my clients, and for those that haven't been, I encourage you just to maybe frame from the beginning how wonderful it is. I, you know, when I'm quoting a price, I always just bake it in. And so they have this, and it helps, I think, to give them like a higher number to start out with. So if later I can shave off more on the plan payment, they're happy. In other words, I try to not oversell and underdeliver. I try to undersell and overdeliver on how much their plan payment will be.
But the amount going into the savings plan shouldn't affect the plan payment at all.
Yeah, I don't know. There are many factors come in later that maybe whenever they were first talking with me, like they thought they had it for more than 910 days, but it ends up being less, or different things come up sometimes. But anyway, I just frame it from the beginning that this is what we do, and they're on board with it from day one, I guess.
Christine?